With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Market estimates show that Brazil has now surpassed the U.S. as the world's number one beef producer in 2025. Reports show that happened after Brazil beat output forecasts by hundreds of thousands of tons, easing a global supply squeeze and helping limit a surge in meat prices. Reports added that Brazil was already the biggest beef exporter, with shipments totaling almost $17 billion in 2025. Onward, the report said beef production numbers are not due until February, but analysts have recently raised their estimates, and farmers are sending more animals to slaughter and cashing in on high export demand from countries like China and the U.S., where low beef supplies have pushed prices to record levels. In addition, reports also show that beef demand has stayed resilient despite high prices and the Trump administration's overhaul of dietary guidelines, putting protein at the top of the food pyramid, will likely encourage Americans to buy more meat. President Donald Trump signed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act on Wednesday. He was joined by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. The legislation aligns with the recently released Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which reintroduced full-fat dairy as part of a healthy dietary pattern. This bipartisan solution for school meals, alongside the newly released Dietary Guidelines for Americans, reinforces what families already know, said Rollins. Nutrient-dense foods like whole milk are an important part of a healthy diet. USDA implementation is set to begin immediately. Following the announcement, the USDA issued program implementation guidance to school officials to implement the bill, and a proposed rulemaking will soon commence to ensure schools and nutrition programs can begin offering whole milk as quickly as possible. The USDA will also undergo a rewrite of child nutrition programs to ensure school meals are aligned with the new dietary guidelines. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers said sales of ag tractors and combines in the U.S. fell in December of 2025 compared to the same time last year. U.S. sales of total ag tractors dropped by 15%, while sales of combines declined by 4.3% in December of 2025 when compared to the year prior. Also, Canadian sales of ag tractors were down almost 14%, while combine sales jumped by 26% in December when compared to the prior year. December's data is the result of economic instability and pressures farmers have been facing for the past several months. That coming from Association of Equipment Manufacturers Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. Throughout this short-term decline in sales, equipment manufacturers remain committed to supporting farmers with the equipment they need. Looking ahead to the rest of 2026, AEM remains confident in the industry's resilience and unique ability to adapt. The U.S. agricultural land market is shifting after years of steady growth. Although land values are still historically high, current signs indicate a more complex situation driven by local and regional factors rather than nationwide trends. After years of steady growth, we're seeing the farmland market stabilize, said Colton Lucina, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Options at Farmers National Company. This isn't a sign of collapse, but a recalibration that reflects current commodity prices, input costs, and regional production conditions. Farmland demand now varies widely by location. Areas with high crop yields, diversified farms, and dependable groundwater continue to attract buyers and maintain steady values. Farmland values are increasingly determined locally, sometimes down to the township, Lucina added. Buyers are carefully assessing soil quality, the percentage of tillable acres, water access, and how a parcel fits into their operations. Despite mixed signals, market conditions still remain favorable for most sellers. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.